Welcome to the Five Kennies Podcast. In this episode, we travel just outside of Nairobi, Kenya, to the town of Machakos to visit with the African Brotherhood Church. A large part of Guardians of Hope is building sustainable livelihoods for the guardians who care for HIV/AIDS orphans. Mercy Mukwale shares with us in this podcast a bit of the strategy being used by the Guardians of Hope. Hello, today we're in Machakos with the African Brotherhood Church, and we have the pleasure of visiting with Mercy Mukwale, who is the project officer for the Guardians of Hope. So, welcome.
Thank you. My name is Mercy Mukwale. I've been working for the GOH now for 3 months now, and it's been a great pleasure working for the communities and with the especially the Guardians of Hope program.
Mercy, you are from Nairobi and have just relocated to Machakos. Mm-hmm. What's it like living in Machakos? How is it different from living in Nairobi?
Life in Machakos is a bit more peaceful than in Nairobi. I don't have to face the traffic hassles every day. I wake up in good time to get back to work. I don't have to keep waiting for my tattoos and beat the traffic. So it's peaceful. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Machakos is quite different. Nairobi is one of the largest cities in East the largest city in East Africa, and it's a lot of hustle and bustle, a lot of people in a small space. Machakos is the largest town in Ukambani and kind of begins this very rural section of eastern Kenya, and it's really the home of the Kamba people. Can you tell us a little about the Kamba people? What do most people do for a living?
To start with, the Kamba people are very friendly and very welcoming. They're very hospitable people. And most of the activities that they do for a living are agriculture and entrepreneurship. Most people in Ukambani do business a lot. They have like biashara, what they call biasharas, and farming mostly.
And so farming is a major source, whether you're a farmer or you're bringing goods to market.
Yeah.
What are the main crops that are being grown here in Ukambani?
Okay, the main crops are beans and maize and a little bit of fruits, which don't sell much, but the maize and beans is what really sells.
In Canada, a lot of people say bread is something we eat every day. I come from Prince Edward Island, and so I grew up eating potatoes every day. But in Ukambani, it's not bread or potatoes, it's maize.
It's maize.
And it's usually served as ugali?
Yeah, ugali. Or gveri, where you mix maize and beans, then you cook them together. But now when you take the maize to a poshomi, that's when you get the maize flour, you're able to get ugali.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for anyone who's visited Kenya, they've probably had an opportunity to taste ugali. And often, as North Americans, we kind of turn our nose up at it. We say it looks like potatoes, but tastes like Play-Doh. but you can't say that to a Kamba, because people here love it. They eat it every day, and they bake it almost like
every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And there's nothing left at the end of the day. It's all eaten.
No, it's all eaten. It's kumawiki.
Yeah.
That's the vegetables they cook ugali with. So if they cook ugali, they prepare vegetables, what they call sukumawiki.
Even our daughter, Ava, she loves ugali and sukumawiki. The two always go together. And sukumawiki, for those who are listening, is a kale. It's like a spinach, but it's very hearty.
Yeah.
And it's cut up and it's usually boiled or fried and then eaten with the ugali.
Yeah.
It's very
That's
good for you.
True.
Mercy, as you've been working with the Guardians of Hope over the last 3 months, we know that you've been involved with a number of activities, but one of them is with entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the importance of entrepreneurship and livelihood generation within Guardians of Hope?
I'd like first to say that I appreciate the training I had on entrepreneurship thanks to the GOH program. We realized the importance of community transformation through entrepreneurship, equipping the guardians with skills on business and income generating activities. So they'll be when we train them, they'll be able to come up with business ideas so that they don't depend entirely on us paying school fees or buying school uniform or food for the groups. So when they come up with business plans, they'll be able to come up with viable ideas for their own sustainability. So they'll have a a viable source of income.
And that's really at the heart of our strategy, isn't it? As Guardians of Hope, we certainly do charity to help orphans and vulnerable children, but our main strategy is to help the caregivers, to help guardians within communities who take in these HIV/AIDS orphans, to help them to be able to provide a stable home and a reliable income so that they can be the providers, so they're not dependent on outside help. What are some of the challenges to that?
One of the main challenges, the dependence they have. There's that aspect of they should always be given, which we are trying to say we want them to have their own self-reliance. That's why business comes in. We want to equip them with ideas. At least they can do something, sell a few items or come up with business income generating activities, so that from the income they're able to support themselves and be able to take care of the orphans and the vulnerable children.
When you try to stimulate business creation amongst guardians, what are some of the key things that they need to be able to grasp? If they're going to be successful in small business, what are some of the things that you're really trying to impart to guardians?
We are training them to be different, to be creative, because most of the business is really competitive, and then they can come up with ideas that don't sell. So we are trying to tell them how to be creative, how to come with business ideas that will really sell and will go on for a long time.
So they can look at the resources that they have. How can they add value to those resources in a creative way, so that they can be, so they can be generating income to support themselves and their families. Now, sometimes that is an individual, but sometimes it's a group who comes together. And what is the advantage of working together in a group in business, as opposed to being a single individual?
When it comes to working as a group, they're able to come up with different ideas. They're able to work as a team and support each other, because you realize most of the guardians are really poor. They can't afford most of the income needed to start up a business. So when they come up as a group, we encourage them to have what they call the merry-go-round. So if each one contributes like 20 shillings, they can be able to come up with something. A little bit of a small amount to start up a business.
So they share the risk with other people, and they share their resources, and hopefully, as you said, they get to support and learn from each other.
And then each of them comes up with each has a different resource and a different idea. So when they come together, they blend in the resources and the ideas. So it's more viable. Because we have the case of ABC Kayani. They're doing very well. They started a catering program. They started like a small thing, by the way, cooking for the group members when they come for the meetings. Now it's a selling business.
So the group in Kayani, these group of guardians have come together, and now they're not just cooking for one another, but they're cooking for the community.
They're cooking for the community. They're getting opportunities in weddings, family functions, and they're able to cook for people and earn money for the group, and then they're able to take care of the OVC.
And as you walk with that group, what are ways that Guardians is able to encourage them to continue to be able to develop this business and to make it more profitable, so they can have more means to help one another?
We are equipping them with more business skills. Like later on next month, we'll be having a training on business skills for the groups. We want to train them on how to come up with ideas that are viable. So like this one for Kayane, they already have an existing business. We will be telling them how to be different and how to look for opportunities and how to network with other people, so that they can get more business opportunities.
It is a challenge to be able to help people to scale their business up. You know, I think of there's a group called New Life very close to us right now. And New Life has been doing several activities. You know, for example, they do tie and dye. So they get inexpensive cotton sheets and they dye them, and then they sell them for a small increase in the marketplace. However, we know that there are a lot of people wear clothing that has been done more elaborately, mm-hmm. you know. And so to invest in waxing, mm-hmm. they can use wax and stamps, and mm-hmm. They can actually produce a higher quality fabric mm-hmm. with a higher profit margin. Mm-hmm. And so helping them to move from a simple tie and dye business to a more elaborate batiking mm-hmm. Allows them to, you know, for small input, mm-hmm. have a much larger gain.
Yeah.
And so the same in the, you know, helping them to look at their business and think mm-hmm. of what are creative ways that we can mm-hmm. make our business even stronger.
Yeah.
Because we do fall into patterns, don't we?
Yeah, we don't want that. Okay, like for New Life, they've been, they are the soap making, but now we realize more people are doing the same thing and it's not really selling, so they're not getting more income as expected. So we want them to have different business skills so that they don't depend entirely on tie and dye or soap making and all that. So they had written a proposal for Dairy Goats. So it's part of the projects that we're supposed to do with them. Mm-hmm. So we are training them on dairy goat farming so that now they'll be able to sell milk from the goats and other dairy products mm-hmm. from the goats. So that's another different kind of income generation for the group.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important, an aspect that comes out is that in the end, mm-hmm. the local group and the community has to own their own project.
Yeah.
So, you know, someone can't come from the outside with, a thousand good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one good idea that comes from within the group that will make a difference and that will last.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so being able to encourage them mm-hmm. in their own ideas.
Mm.
You know, in Canada, we're very distant from what a lot of the activities are going on here, but we still continue to pray for you. Mm-hmm. And
Thank
for the
you.
Ministry here, the Guardians of Hope. For those who are listening right now in Canada, is there anything that you would like to share for a prayer request as they continue to pray for Guardians of Hope in the African Brotherhood Church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the main things I would request for a prayer is we really need prayers so that these groups can realize that they need to be self-reliant, that they don't depend on being given funds all the time. Because there's a lot of dependency syndrome among all groups. And then sometimes leadership is an issue. We need to have leaders who are cooperative, and there's that peace within the group members and their group leaders. We should also pray for the groups, the guardians, so that they can know it's not themselves that they are benefiting, but it's for the good of the orphans and the vulnerable children, because we really need them. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Mercy. We appreciate not only the time for this mm-hmm. conversation, but the good work that you're doing. We know
thank
that you've
you.
Been here for mm-hmm. a short time, but you've already made a big impact.
Thank you.
And we just want to encourage you as you continue in this ministry.
Thank you. I appreciate.
You've been listening to the Five Kennys podcast. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry in Africa, please check out our blog at www.fivekennys.blogspot.com. And if you'd like to learn more about the work of Canadian Baptists throughout the world, please see the website at cbmin.org.